be sure that there are no other lights on in the room except for the one burning candle. Of youngsters, we join the group of youngsters as they are about to cross a vacant lot.
Drilling says he's been blacklisted from Capitol Hill. Josh Fox, the director of Gasland, was arrested. You see the video here yesterday while trying to enter a House hearing without the proper credentials. We'll ask him about that part. But the Subcommittee on Energy was meeting to examine an EPA report on possible water contamination from this drilling. But instead of letting him in, Capitol Hill police hauled him off in cuffs.
I wish we hadn't started all this.
Walk faster.
Ah! There was something in that attic window. I didn't see anything. Neither did I. It looked like a white form or a white shape moving in front of the window.
Probably just your imagination. Let's keep our eyes peeled for any more strange things. We're almost there. Ah! Here we are. Be careful of these stairs. Look, please.
Republicans violated basic free speech rights by making sure that a journalist was arrested and led out of the public hearings in handcuffs. The journalist was Josh Fox, who has gone a long way in exposing the truth about fracking, the toxic extraction of natural gas in America. Fox was arrested after Republicans in a committee hearing insisted on enforcing a rule that is routinely ignored for journalists.
Duty officer.
Come on, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, can we discuss this before?
This is a public hearing. I'm within my First Amendment rights, and I'm being taken out.
Was arrested on a charge of unlawful entry. Maybe Republicans just don't like what Josh Fox stands for. Here is a clip from Gasland.
It was the same story, water trouble.
They never had a problem with the water. After they drilled, the water was bad.
Oh, man.
Health problems.
I'm never healthy.
Hazardous explosive conditions inside the house.
Whoa.
Joining me now exclusively on The Ed Show, Josh Fox, Academy Award-nominated documentary filmmaker who directed Gasland and is currently working on Gasland 2. Josh, good to have you on The Ed Show tonight. We saw the video of your arrest, but we want you to describe it from your perspective. What happened? What went down?
Well, I didn't expect to be arrested for documentary filmmaking and journalism on Capitol Hill today. I was prepared for it, but I didn't expect it. I did think that they would come to their senses and just let us film the public hearing. We were there covering a very crucial hearing about a case of groundwater contamination in Pavilion, Wyoming, a 3.5-year investigation by Region 8 EPA, which shows subjects from the first film, Gasland, from Pavilion, with groundwater contamination resulting in 50 times the level of benzene in groundwater. And EPA has pointed in this case that hydraulic fracturing is the likely cause. And what was happening on the Hill today is Republicans have called in the Science and Space and Technology Committee a hearing to challenge science. Their panel was made up of gas industry lobbyists.
Susan B. Anthony, to Gandhi, to King, to you.
Josh Fox was handcuffed and arrested Wednesday as he attempted to film a congressional hearing on the controversial natural gas drilling technique known as fracking. Fox directed the award-winning documentary Gasland and is now working on a follow-up. Fox says he was arrested after Republicans refused to allow him to film because he did not have the proper credentials. Video was posted online showing Fox being escorted out of the hearing room in handcuffs. This is what the room sounded like at that moment. You can hear lawmakers debate the arrest and Josh Fox exclaiming, quote, "I'm within my First Amendment rights and I'm being taken out." Listen closely.
Do you want to keep your camera, sir? You're under the same rules as regular staff.
Several times, no.
Okay. Do you do the officer?
Sir, turn it.
Come on, Mr. Shannon.
What's the decision?
Discuss this before the Capitol Police take action at your direction without
the public hearing. I'm within my First Amendment rights, and I'm being taken out.
No, I'd rather do it here. But before the meeting has begun and before the subcommittee has had a chance to discuss the issue, this guy is being led away in handcuffs. So I'd like to move that he be allowed to film this meeting.
We're not doing a hearing.
Well, then can you gavel the hearing in before this guy's
discretion?
Transparency.
Moments after Director John Fox was arrested inside the hearing in the House Subcommittee on Science, Space, and Technology, the subcommittee's chair, Republican Congressmember Andy Harris of Maryland, defended the decision to have the filmmaker removed.
Be here with us. They will listen along with us. Perhaps you will see them. Perhaps feel them. But make no mistake, they are here. Parties will be given everywhere in the land. Our story takes place at just such a party. A group of youngsters, we join the group of youngsters as they are about to cross a vacant lot on their way to the haunted house.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. This is 103.5 Micropower Community Based Radio, WCOM LP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We do this every Thursday. I'm furious that they're in the background's chord. And here's a little bit of some craziness from Mode Selector. I'm furious.
I'm running.
From Henry David Thoreau to Susan B. Anthony to Gandhi, the King, to you. Desperate times to change the world. Civil disobedience. That the fight against extreme fossil fuel development is one of the great civil rights struggles of our time cannot be denied.
I'm riding slow. I'm running low, 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 low. Got nowhere to go. I'm running.
And we were there to expose what I believe is actually a rather ugly and brazen attack on science itself, on what's happening across the country with hydraulic fracturing and water contamination. So we were there actually doing our jobs as journalists. I was not interested in disrupting that hearing. I was not charged with disrupting the hearing. I was simply interested in capturing on film in a broadcast quality camera what the Republicans were going to be doing right there, putting the EPA and the citizens of Pavilion and everyone across the nation who is who's complaining of contamination due to hydraulic fracturing on trial.
I'm running low, 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 low. Got nowhere to go. I'm riding low. I'm running low, 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 low. Got nowhere to go. I'm riding low.
Be sure that there are no other lights on in the room except for the one burning candle. Now we begin. Get ready. Here we go. You have summoned the creatures of night to be here with us.
I'm running low, 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 low. Got nowhere to go. I'm running low. I'm running slow, 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 slow. Got nowhere to go. I'm running low.
Wednesday, they attempted to film a congressional hearing on the controversial natural gas drilling technique known as fracking. Posted online showing Fox being escorted out of the hearing room in handcuffs. This is what the room sounded like at that moment. You can hear lawmakers debate the arrest and Josh Fox exclaiming, quote, I'm within my First Amendment rights and I'm being taken out. Listen closely. Listen closely.
Yeah.
he was arrested after Republicans refused to allow him to film because he did not have the proper credentials. Video was posted online showing Fox being escorted out of the hearing room in handcuffs.
Get it over with.
I wish we hadn't started all this.
Concerned citizens. John Fenton, could you talk to us about the changing views of the residents around in your area about fracking? You have about a dozen gas wells on your property?
Yes, that's within just 350 feet of our home. We have 8 to 10 of them. On the whole farm, we have 24 gas wells. When industry first moved in here in the middle 90s and started really filling this field in, we were assured over and over that this processes were safe, that we had nothing to worry about. And, you know, a lot of people around here, quite frankly, have a pro-industry view and wanted the gas to be extracted. But things changed pretty rapidly. It didn't take long to notice significant impacts to the water. The change to smell like diesel fuel, methane was bubbling in the water. We had neighbors that actually had livestock die from drinking the water.
Mm-hmm.
fought the fury of the North. One of the great civil rights struggles of our time cannot be denied. You've most likely heard of and taken action against the disastrous consequences of mountaintop removal, deep water drilling for oil, and fracking for natural gas.
Monitored big time. Now, how do the Republicans know it was you? I mean, they just know who you are because of the work you've done? And because I heard on the tape there that there were seemed to be some congressional members that were arguing that you be allowed to stay.
We went through the proper channels to request permission to enter the hearing. Now, there are some rules about being a credentialed Hill special credentialed journalist, but you can ask the chair of the committee or the committee for permission to film, and we have had that successfully in the past when the Democrats were in control of the House.
bulldozer to break it down.
There's something outside in the hall.
Since the Republicans took over, we have had obstruction after obstruction getting into Congress. And this time, this was something that we've been covering in a very personal way for 3.5 years. And felt, look, I'm going in there because this is the First Amendment. This is freedom of speech. The amendment is Congress shall make no law which infringes upon the freedom of the press. That's an abridged part of it. But that means Congress can't pass a law or a rule or a regulation in a subcommittee hearing to obstruct journalists from coming in and exposing to the American people what they're doing.
I hear you have been working many long hours.
Stuart, the money isn't going to fall into my lap. I need to look for any opportunity to make more bonus this year.
That's right. I do need to make up for the appalling bonus we were given last year. Tragically, my bonus fell to $5 million. It was hardly worth the paper it was printed on.
Did. I sit on the board of Fabricated Health and pushed the CEO to look at Med Solutions as an acquisition. He was reluctant because he thinks it is a difficult economy to borrow money.
Thank you.
probability I would have given that you would have gotten the whole group of Wall Street participants to get it wrong, so to speak, I would have said zero.
And if you were to rank big mistakes in the history of this country, that was one of the bigger ones, because it has set back this country in a very significant way. It caused so much heartbreak and heartache and a near total collapse of the American economy. Standing room only press conference in April 1998, Sandy Weill, head of the investment bank and insurance company Travelers Group, and John Reed, the longtime CEO of the commercial bank Citicorp, announced a gigantic $140 billion merger. Just one problem. The merger flew in the face of this law. You're looking at the Banking Act of 1933, also known as Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall was enacted during the Great Depression to prevent investment banks from ever again gambling with people's life savings. Glass-Steagall protected us against a repeat of that calamity for 70 years. It's a little bitty thing, just 37 pages, for the big job it did for us. Glass-Steagall was still in force when Travelers and Citicorp went ahead with their merger. What made them think they could get away with it?
Before
this night is over, they will be right here, in this very room. But first...
Our planet may be doomed. Our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos.
the hearing room in handcuffs. This is what the room sounded like at that moment.
Extreme fossil fuel development is one of the great civil rights struggles of our time, cannot be denied.
removed Fabricated's moron CEO and replaced him with Skip Lawless from our rake and cash discount brokerage.
Smart move. You and Skip are close, aren't you?
Like brothers. He was my roommate in college and his dad helped me get a job at She-Man Partners. As soon as Skip accepted the position, we moved quickly. Documents. Ugh, they make my eyes sting.
Very true. Those papers put me to sleep. I once spilled a glass of 18-year-old Jalisco single malt on a filter as buyout papers.
Ha ha ha. made with his wolf feet on the end of it.
Sweet die.
Your counterfeiting days are over, Fingers. Come on, you're going downstairs.
Well, looks like that we saw the mystery of the empty house on Haunted Hill.
There'll
be no more
ghost activity
in this place. Boy, when you're
back at the party,
Welcome.
Very
quiet.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George signing off here. Stick around, we got some bodaciousness. DJ Grizz, he's got some fun, ska, punk, other goodness. I'm Furious, I'll be back next week. Micropowered community-based radio, where we spotlight something crazy going on. Not to mention some crazy underground hip-hop there, Bullion. Go check that out, some remixing of the Beach Boys stuff. And other just craziness tonight, because I just feel crazy about the fact that they arrested journalists in U.S. House yesterday. And trying to stop the facts getting out about fracking. So frack you fracking frackers. And everybody else trying to frack down over here in Chatham County where I live. Frack you. Frack the frack off. I'll be back next week. I'm fracking furious.
Wonder. Yeah.